Hey guys, this is FAQ Toronto, and it's been another awesome podcast put together by the PAG Media Group, and it's great to have all of our subscribers clicking on that link and checking out all of our previous episodes of FAQ Toronto. Today we're talking to Aaron, and Aaron is a true Brit just like myself, Peter Platinum Phillips, and we're talking about what is it like when you immigrate from one country and you move to another to start your life all over again. Aaron, welcome to the FAQ Toronto podcast, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Man, it's a pleasure to have you here. And it's also interesting to get your experience of what it's like when you, you know, pick yourself up and move to this fabulous city of ours, Toronto, Canada. Let's start off by saying, what made you make that big leap? Because it is a big leap.
Yeah, man, it's huge. But you know what? It's been a good move so far. I can't lie. I've got a good job opportunity here as well.
And when
I can't really complain.
And when did you arrive in Toronto?
Got here on July 13th this year.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's 7 weeks in.
Mate, that is unbelievable. And, you know, I put out on the Brit page that we're both members of. I was asking the question if this Liverpudlian would wanted to come on. And he said he didn't have a voice for a podcast. But, mate, you've got a voice for a podcast. Which part of London are you originally from?
You know what? I'm from Leicester.
Leicester? Excuse me. You see, I'm so bad being a Londoner. We think everyone's from bloody London.
You know Leicester. What? I spent a lot of time in London. Followed Chelsea. So, usually there pretty much every game.
I'm a Gunners fan, so let's not go down that
road.
So you're originally from Leicester. You've been here for 7 weeks and you're in Toronto. Like, did you ever imagine, like, leaving Leicester to come to Toronto or anywhere for that matter of fact?
Not really. This is how it came about, to be fair. So I used to come here on a vacation every so often. Last time I came in 2018, I loved it. I thought, whoa, this is a good place to be. But obviously, back then, you're on holiday, vacation, whatever you guys want to call it. So I went back home, back to Leicester. I was like, how do I get to Canada permanently?
Wow.
Applied for the IEC, but then COVID hit. I had no luck. And then after COVID, it got accepted. And I was like, you know what? I have to move. I have to try it out. Worst case, I go back home.
That's right.
It's not really an issue.
And let's back up there. You said that you applied for the IRC. Is that correct?
IEC.
IEC.
A working holiday visa.
Okay. So how does that... Just explain that for anyone who's thinking of going down that route. How does that work?
So if you're from England, you get assigned a 2-year working holiday visa. So when you apply for it online, you get the visa, it lasts 2 years. So you come out here working for 2 years, and then after that, I'll be honest, I've not really looked that far yet, but hopefully we'll see what happens. That somebody told me, I can't tell you who, somebody told me if you work it 12 months straight, you should be able to get a PR.
Wow. Yeah, it's possible. That Aaron, I'm really loving the journey that you've taken to venture out and to build a new life for yourself. And if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
25.
Mate, you're bloody young. I don't know if most 25-year-olds would ever take that chance. What did your friends and family think?
Family were hard to convince, I'll be honest. That was a tough one. Mom was like, no chance, you're not going this, that. But eventually, I did it.
Wow, that's brilliant, mate. And which part of Toronto are you living in? Or you don't need to expose that information, but the choice is up to you.
Yeah, no.
All right, let's keep that to yourself, Aaron. But the fact that you're here, what are you missing from the UK?
Yo, what am I missing? Apart from the family, I miss going to the games, of course.
Mm.
Waking up, and you got to wake up like 7:30 to watch the first Premier League game. That was a bit of a shock. But other than that, you know what? It's the best decision I've ever made. Well, I know we've only been here 7 weeks, but, you know.
That's amazing. And I know Leicester because I've been to Leicester and I checked out, there's a little, I think it's like a little town called Market Harbour. Do you know that town?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
I've been there a few times, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a real nice little quaint little English village. I don't know what you call it, but I've got a mate who lives there, so I know exactly that part of town. So you've been in Toronto 7 weeks on. So you arrived in summer, basically, right?
Yeah, this is why it's the best summer I've ever had. Yo, you don't get something like this in England, no
mate,
way.
I'm telling you. And what have you done since you've been here? Have you gone over to Toronto Island?
I've not done the islands yet. Most of my weekends I've been spent in downtown just exploring the city.
Mm.
I still need to go to Niagara. You know what? I've pretty much done it all because I used to come on holiday here before. I've pretty much done all them touristy things. Now it's just about exploring downtown. There's so much to do there. So
there's always something on.
Like this. This weekend, heading down to Rolling Loud.
Yes, that's the Isn't that the festival concert? What's going
on? Yeah, the music festival.
Mate, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be good. That's a 3-day Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And how's everyone feeling about your Leicester accent? Are you getting any people sort of like pulling you aside, saying, "Mate, where are you from?"
Basically, yeah, pretty much every time I go out, to be honest. but there's a lot of Brits out here. Well, I'm surprised that still happens. But yeah, I'm still getting there quite a bit, especially when you're in the suburbs as well.
Yeah, very, very true. That is amazing. So now you've been here, right? Are you convincing any of your friends back in Leicester to come over?
You know what? I've got a friend coming over next month. He's moving here as well. So, yeah, man, I've got him on it. Well, no, to be fair, he's going to come anyway. So he's definitely coming through.
So,
the way I met him, it was at Union Station. I think him and his friends came on holiday.
Yeah.
And I just heard the accent. I was like, "Oh, you guys from England?" And the guy was like, "Yeah, I'm moving here." Wow. And then from there, they were here for 10 days. So I started speaking. So I was out with them pretty much for a few days. And then, he's moving over in October.
Do you think anything like that could ever happen in England? Do you think, when you move to a new country, it's easier to make connections? Because most people will say Toronto is a very difficult place to make, especially when you get to a certain age, they think it's very difficult to actually build that connection.
I don't know, I find it relatively easy. I've networked so much here. I've met so many different people. It's just been good. Everyone's been good to me. Everyone's friendly here, which I like. It's just a whole different vibe to England, in my opinion. but ask me that again in winter. Probably you want to go home.
Mate, you haven't experienced winter yet. Minus 50 with the wind chilled.
Oh, man.
Mate, get the thermals ready. Get the thermals ready. I'm exaggerating it a little bit. It's not that bad, but winter is definitely... You know what? I think when you move to this country or you immigrate or do whatever, right? You've got to embrace everything, right? The good, the bad, the ugly, or whatever. Because otherwise, it's just you're going to make yourself miserable, right? It's a tough, tough challenge. I've been here 12 years. So trust me, I know. But I think you have really exemplified a lot of stuff, what you're telling me so far in 7 weeks. Because there are some people here, and they will just pine about what they miss from the UK, right? They'll say, "I miss fish and chips. I miss this particular..." It always seems to be around food. So when it comes to food, I think what's made it easier for you, and I can definitely relate, you used to come here on vacations, right? So that's exactly the same with me. For 15 years, I was doing vacations in and out of Canada. So that move, that transition made it a lot more easier than if you just suddenly just moved over. And then you've got to...
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so I think that's what's 100%. Made life easy. I would recommend to anyone going to any country, especially Toronto or Canada, this city, you've got to do your due diligence, but you've got to actually visit multiple times. That way you kind of get a feel for the place and where and what you want to do.
You know what you're walking into.
Yeah. So do you have family here? Have they made that easy for you?
Yeah, 100%. My auntie, my cousins live here.
There you go.
It's been a smooth transition, to be honest. I think if I came on my own, probably not as easy.
I was wondering,
but they've been quite supportive.
Aaron, I was wondering, your story sounds a little bit too good to be true. So there you go. You got you got bloody family helping you, mate.
Yeah, I got lucky, man. Yeah. I got lucky. I had a place to stay.
Big time.
Now it's just about a transition now. Now it's time to look for a place in downtown.
Yeah. Oh, that's wild. That is seriously wild. So the job aspect as well. How are you finding the work culture? Because back in the day, they would say you need Canadian experience, whatever that is. I don't know what that is. But how are you finding the work life? Because from my perspective, I feel like sometimes that transition of banter, especially, because that's what I'm used to, right? I'm used to banter in the office. And I feel that Canadians are not banter friendly. I feel like sometimes Brits, we talk about all sorts of stuff, right? And it's no big deal. And we drop a little bit of sarcasm, a little bit like salt and pepper, right? Right? We drop a little banter and sarcasm, and it can, if I'm saying it to a Brit, it's not a problem. But if you say it to anyone else and they don't get it, you know, you could say some.
They look
at you differently. It can come across offensive. So how are you navigating that?
So you know what? I'll be honest. I've only just started my job 2 weeks ago. So and it's working from home.
Oh, wow.
So I'm still going through training at the moment. It's all the remote work. However, you can go into the office, which is on Yonge Street in downtown.
Wow.
So I've not really met anyone from the workplace yet, but I've got a couple of colleagues I've been training with, really good people. I think they might be based in America, to be honest. But yeah, I've had no issues. Everyone's friendly, like I said.
Mate, you've hit
but
the.
you know what?
Go on.
You saw, like you told me now, the banter. So I need to be careful.
Yes. Yeah. I would tell any Brit, if banter is a part of your DNA and you've just landed a job in Toronto or anywhere in Canada, you need to tone that banter down, because I feel like, and I'm generalizing here, but I feel it's not a part of, or our version of banter at least, is not a part of Canadians' DNA. So if you say something, they might laugh at it there and then, but next minute they're calling HR because they're calling HR because to them it's come across offensive. And I think that's one thing we all need to learn is these soft skills. I think we come here with the right skills for the job, but it's just a different element of how we communicate in England, right? You can say, I'm not going to give any examples on here, but we can say so many different things. But the minute you say the wrong thing, someone's ran off and they've spoken to HR and they say, so-and-so has said this about me. And they laughed in the process, but they've gone away, processed it, and they've taken it badly. So for me, I think it's controlling banter, learning soft skills until you really get to know the person outside work.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah. Because that's the whole reason why we call some people colleagues. But so you've navigated that. You've navigated. You've got the work. You've got the permit. You're building your network around you. You're exploring the city. But I think the best thing that you said is, and I align with that, is that the fact that you've come to Canada numerous times before. I think that is a key element to making it a success here.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's all right looking at pictures, but coming here is a different experience. For most people, it's going to be a better experience than back home. That's just my opinion. But yeah,
Would you ever move back home?
You know what? 7 weeks in, so it's a tough call at the moment. But if you were going to ask me today, yeah, I'd say no.
That's a good answer. Because so many people, especially in the page on the forum that we're on, the Brits page,
yeah,
I feel like that's a regurgitated question. It comes up every so often, right? People, and I tell you what, I honestly put it down to networks, right? I think last week they did something on that page where they said everyone meet at Gabby's just off King West on a Friday night.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, and I thought, I'm part of the WhatsApp group, and I actually sent a message and said, you know what, we should do this every Friday, or where possible every Friday, because not everyone's going to make it every Friday. But I think it's a good staging ground for Brits to sort of like meet and, you know, trade experiences and say, I don't know, this is what I'm going through, are you going through the same thing? Because I think that's one of the biggest things. This is a big city. It's not like a population like London. I think London's like 8-something million, and Toronto's, I don't know, I think Toronto's like 3-point-something million, or maybe that's encompassing the GTA, it's like 5-point-something million. But nevertheless, it can be a difficult city for everyone to get to know each other.
Yeah, sure, yeah. No, you know what? That's a really good idea, to be honest. I'll definitely be on that every Friday.
Yeah,
work,
definitely.
Get a couple of berries in.
Right, definitely. And I think... So what I'm going to do is I'll tweet you, I'll message you, and then see if we can get you down at Gabby's as well. And I think they chose that place because it's quite reasonably priced. Gabby's is getting so much free promotion on FAQ Toronto. I hope they sponsor the podcast one day. But So I see in your future, Aaron, that you could almost find yourself a Canadian wife. Are you looking on that level?
Oh, it depends who's going to be listening.
There you have it, ladies. Aaron's available. Just email us at faqtoronto@gmail.com. I'll give you his contact details. But you've come over here and, you know, you're on a great path. Tell me something, though. Did you get your job before you got here, or did you apply for the job?
No. So what happened was, as soon as I got here, I had it in my mind what I wanted to do. So I got here. I got my SIN number the next day.
Wow.
I'm just going to say, don't go to the SIN number, SIN office in Brampton. You'll be waiting 6 hours like I did.
Jesus.
Don't do it.
Wow.
Then after that, I got my bank set up with CIBC on the Friday. Then I got a phone SIM I think it's a postpaid plan through Fido.
Wow.
Got all that set up.
Mate.
And then on the Monday, I started applying for jobs. I ain't gonna lie, I had no luck for the first. You know what? I'm not good at interviews, which didn't help.
What?
Probably why I didn't really have a job. Then eventually, I got a job. It's not what I wanted, but it's working at a factory. I thought, you know what, you've got to start somewhere.
That's right.
Get some money in.
That's right.
Started there, and then literally a week later, I planted this job.
Mate.
That I'm at now.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And for our job seekers out there who come to Toronto, because that's another question a lot of people ask for, like, I find Toronto is a, you know, they told me this ages ago. They always told me, Pete, it's who you know. Do you think it's who you know, or do you just think it's like hard work beats talent, or talent?
I think it's hard work. You just got to be consistent and applying. Really? Don't let it knock you back. The amount of times I got knocked back, it was getting to a stage where I was like, you know what? I might be lucky. I'm going to end up in a factory. but you just got to carry on going. You know, LinkedIn and Indeed are the two of the biggest things that you could probably use out here.
That's what I heard. What was that experience like working in the factory?
I'll tell you, it's simply the worst experience
really?
I've ever had in working in a job. I've never worked in a factory in my life. it was you know what? But that makes you appreciate the jobs you have now.
Big time.
When you do them kind of jobs, and I was only there for a week.
Wow.
I was like, you know what? Nah, no chance.
If I can ask, what were you doing, mate? Because you're making it sound really bad. What were you doing?
They used to make insulated panels in the, like, heavy weather, about 30 kg.
What?
Picking them up, moving them. It was a backbreaking job. I'm normally used to sitting behind a desk.
Yeah.
not doing that kind of stuff.
Oh.
But like I said, you got to start somewhere. So if you need to do it, do it temporarily while you look for a job to get some money in.
You've got a really good attitude. I like that. A good attitude. It sounds like you've got a good work ethic. Now, you know we're going to have people listening, and what advice would you give them? What's the top three advices that you'd give them and say, look, if you're going to come to Canada, if you're going to come to Toronto, any city, wherever, whichever province, what would you tell them?
I'd tell them, don't give up. Just carry on applying for jobs. Don't let it knock you back. To make the most of the culture. You've got to embed the culture. You can't bring your own ways here. Like, so some things in England, you just got to adapt. Third one, so just make the most of it. Just make the most of it.
Yeah, so we're talking about shopping and how expensive it is when you immigrate from England and you come over to Canada, right? Because in England, you got Lidl and you got Aldi. These are like bloody top shopping centres, as far as I'm concerned, right? You can get anything for dirt cheap prices. Mate, when you go to Loblaws, you better rob a bank, because Loblaws is expensive, right? When I go into Loblaws and I look at the price of grapes, I might as well go to the LCBO and buy a bottle of wine, because they want $3.99 a pan for the grapes. Mate, you're having a laugh. When I bring the grapes home, the grapes are only lasting me 72 hours because, I don't know, by the third day, they've gone soft, right? So, Aaron, what's your experience, man?
Yeah, man, it's more expensive than England, so be prepared. If you do move out here, don't have a shock. Because it's definitely more expensive.
Right.
Things like deodorant.
Yeah, deodorant. You mentioned deodorant, and I'm laughing. Tell me about that, man.
Man, $6 for a deodorant.
It's ridiculous.
That's just insane.
That's in Shoppers, right? So here's the thing. So when I went to England this year, I left with one suitcase. I came back with two suitcases, and one suitcase was just full to the brim. They called me the deodorant man. I went to the pound store, and I just bought deodorants for 56p, right? I went to Aldi, and Aldi have I don't know, you know, like men's shavers and creams and stuff like that. Everything was below a pound. I bought them all, mate. I didn't buy any designer clothes, anything like that. Oh, tell a lie. I went to Primark, and I stocked my bag full of Primark clothes. I don't need to buy any clothes in Canada for at least another 5 to 10 years, right? So you know already it is expensive here. So where are you doing your shopping to sort of like make life affordable?
You know what? I still go Shoppers. Got the Optimum card, but it doesn't really help. You know what? Wherever it's convenient, I'm a convenient sort of guy. So wherever the convenience is, I try to go there. But saying that, I do need to start looking around to see where it's cheaper out here.
100%. Have you gone Metro? Have you tried Metro?
No, I've not tried Metro yet. No.
Try Metro. I go Metro on a Sunday. That's when they discount everything.
I'll take that tip. I'll go on Sunday for sure.
Yeah, go on Sundays, man. And get the produce. I think they mark it down.
Yeah, man.
Because just like how they the Bank of Canada has just put interest rates up again. I think it's for the fifth time. So The cost,
yeah, that's another thing I want to pick up on. Banks out here charge you monthly to keep money in the account.
Right, exactly.
What is that?
What is that all about? You know something? It's bizarre. So I bank with Simply. I think Simply is like no fees as far as I know, right? But they don't. Simply Bank, right? But they don't have a physical bank that you can go into. Everything's over the phone. So I do recommend Simply. When I first came over, I used to bank at TD. But one day, I went in there and someone notified. Well, I was contracting at the time, but someone said to me, "Mate, do you know you've paid over like $700 in banking fees?" I almost had a heart attack. Right, I closed that account down straight away. So people got to be careful. I just think you've got to be a savvy shopper until they open up the whole grocery market to outside companies and they bloody system of these supermarkets owning multiple different supermarkets under different names. It's unfortunate. Yeah. It's just unfortunate. I'll tell you something. You know what we used to do back in the day? This is pre-COVID. We used to just jump in a car, go across to the border, mate. Go across to Buffalo.
And
we used to go across to do our shopping in Buffalo because I'm talking years ago when the Canadian dollar was at par with the US dollar. And that's where we used to do our grocery shopping. So the same $100 will buy you twice as much food, right? And then just drive it back.
Wow.
Yeah, everyone used to do
that. Wow, that's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. So
Don't think it's the same anymore, is it?
No, well, things have changed, right? I just think you know, produce though shouldn't cost so much, and I think it's even worse when you go further up north, right? But especially for me, I don't see when I see an ad, you know, like in England when you see Lidl advertise on the TV, they will say stuff like the advert will always focus on the price, right? It will say we're the lowest of this price or whatever. When you see an advert with Loblaws, they don't mention price. They just tell you about, hey, it's quality cheese and it's good old prime steak. And I'm like, huh? Dude, we want low prices. We don't want... we want low prices.
You ain't going to get that out here.
No. It's just shocking because this is a rich, rich country, right? They could do so much more. But let's switch this up. You see, like, I don't know about you, but for me, media is a big problem with me out here. This is why we exist, FAQ Toronto, because I feel like the whole media, like radio stations out here, they don't have any pirate stations first off, right? That we just I think they put the jail on top of you. We strung a aerial up on the roof and started broadcasting, you know, hey, this is Aaron and Peter on FM radio in Toronto. They revoke our passport straight away. But they don't have no pirate radio stations here. So all the radio stations are cookie cutter, sounding basically the same. They play the same song. Play the same song.
I try not to listen to radio out here, to be honest.
Good for you.
I try not to.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. And the TV. Aaron, my thing is this, right? I honestly believe that, like, there's so much people's stories here because you know so many people come here and immigrate from all over the world. So many amazing stories, right? They could easily have EastEnders version of they could have an EastEnders type Canadian version. They could have a Coronation Street type of version. But when I turn on the TV here, it's I don't know, you tell me. I've been talking too much. You tell me what it's like.
TV here, you know what, I'll be honest, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this, but I've got IPTV, so it's not too bad.
You like it?
IPTV is good. So I was getting
hang on. You said no, but I know what IPTV is. Yeah, that's fine. But what about Canadian TV?
Oh, Canadian TV? I've not watched it. there's not a single channel. Apart from Sportsnet Ontario, there's no other channel I use. That's for the baseball.
Oh, my God.
But other than that, I don't use any other Canadian channels. I don't even know what a TV like it, to be honest. I've seen a billboard about traveling across Canada on TV or something.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
See, I think we're digesting media differently here. I think in the UK, it's a big deal. And here, it's just different. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's different. I'm just saying that I think there's hundreds of thousands of great stories that could be made into TV, short TV shows and broadcast over here. But, we, you know, the powers that be to control the media, we're not getting a crack at that whip, you know. So, the craziest thing for me is the talk radio stations over here. If you've listened to them, like, let's not call their names because I ain't got no money in the bank for them to sue me. But anyway, the talk radio stations here, right, they have this crazy format where the presenters talk way too much. And then when they let a caller come on, they let the caller come on for maximum 1 to 2 minutes and then cut them off. If you're listening to UK talk radio, LBC or any BBC radio channel, the caller can call in.
Talk Sport.
Talk Sport. for ages, right? But here it's like, no, presenter controlling the narrative and they cut you off. It's just, I don't get it, man. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's crazier for sure.
Right.
You know what? Actually, I've got another thing I want to talk about. The tax on alcohol.
Yes. Good point.
What is this?
I know.
You want not even just alcohol, everything. You pick something up, it's like $5. Nice. Get to the till. Tax. I'll be honest, I'm not doing tax in the store. I'm not buying something, calculating the tax myself. it's a long-winded. Yeah. I just wait till I get to the till and just hope for the best.
Yeah, I know. I'm the same. I mean, if you need it, you need it. What are you going to do? You're going to hang on there. Let me work out the tax. It's crazy. It's like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, even when you go to the States, the tax is cheaper. Something's going on. That's one thing I did love about England. Everything was built into the price, right? The VAT and everything was built in. So I wasn't that bothered about it.
Everything's all done for you. Even if you go to the liquor store here.
LCBO.
Yeah, you got to go to a liquor store. You can't go to like a supermarket. LCBO. You can't go to a supermarket and buy alcohol just like that.
It's ridiculous. But I think that's a province thing, because I heard in Ottawa, Montreal, all those places, right? I heard it's different. I heard
different.
You can go to shops and stuff, but yeah, it's a little bit backwards for me. I do miss an off license, just a general off license. I feel like, mate, when I was in London this year, I was on Oxford Circus and I went to Marks and Spencer's, right? I'm in there and I've gone down to the food court and I said, oh, look, there's a Harvey Wallbanger. £1.65. I said, oh, I'll grab that. And then I'm walking down the street drinking it and it's just like, this is paradise, right?
Yeah, you can't do that back home.
You can't.
Back here, sorry, you can't do that here.
Right, no, but Aaron, here's the craziest thing. Marijuana is legal here. You can smoke marijuana outside of a police station as much as you want, but you can't drink outside the police station. You explain that to me.
I don't get it. I don't get it, to be honest.
Yeah. I was thinking of running for mayor of Toronto. I was thinking of running. I was saying to myself, you know what? We can create a meme Twitter account, and it's going to be Minister of Happiness and Innovation, right, for Toronto, right? Because honestly, we need in this province a Minister of Happiness and Innovation, where all the things we walk around the city. The things that we would like to change and bring a little bit of happiness to people is needed, right? Instead of down at City Hall yapping and just basically saying the same thing, right? I think politics here is very different from England.
A lot different. A lot.
Right? And I would just love to just, even though the only reason I haven't gone into it is because I love my family too much. I can't be bothered to be down there in City Hall for 12 hours for me. That's what it looks like for the last 12 years. And here's my case in point. Have you gone down to Nathan Phillips Square?
No, I haven't, you know.
Okay. Please make sure you get yourself down to Nathan Phillips Square, because in the last it's in the downtown core of Toronto, mate. You can't miss it. But in the last,
I think big building.
Say that again. They've got the massive sign there that says Toronto. You can't miss this place, right? It's where City.
I've been there.
Nathan Phillips Square. Okay. So here's the thing, right? In the last 12 years that I've been here, the only thing that I've ever seen that has changed in that concrete city, right, is the signage. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
I mean, mate, they might have swept it a little bit and that's about it. Now, if you've ever been to London and you've gone down to where the mayoral's office is, the South Bank, it's first class. Yeah. They've really done a fantastic job with it. And that's my point, right? I think the city's got the money to do so much things, and this is why we need the Minister of Happiness and Innovation, but there's no appetite for anyone to do anything that brings happiness and innovation, right? To the average Joe in this city. Green parquets just springing up on the side of the street just to give people a little bit of happiness, right? We're not doing enough of it. I think there's some of that happening, the greenery. That's what I'm saying. So I don't get it with this city. I just don't get it. And
it's a good country.
It's a great country. We love it. But we're saying there's little bits of things that we can add to make it an even greater place. And I think it would just be great for some of those objectives to be met.
Yeah, for sure.
Aaron, what's your final words, man?
Final words? Come see the better life.
Good.
Come to the brighter side.
I love it. Love it, mate. Love it. That's Aaron, ladies and gentlemen, on our podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. Share this podcast out to so many people and get them subscribing and listening to FAQ Toronto. It's been a pleasure.